You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Clown Motel,
Oh a Hug,
Property Surprise,
Lion Fire.
Ooh, I love fire.
Yep, you're definitely flaming.
Yeah, whoa.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gask.
Mr. Rob Gask.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not too much. Busy week. Not too busy on the show front. But Actually, you know what? I just before we start, not to bring the show down on a bummer here, I just got some news that one of my best friends, we grew up together. He just lost his mother. Literally this afternoon. You know him and I know him,
but
it was, I literally just got the text and it was minutes ago. So it kind of strange. And it's, this woman wasn't just, you know, like a buddy's mom. You mean someone you see in passing, like this, this friend's house was a second home to me growing up, and she was always nothing but kind and nice and understanding towards me and any troubles I had as a troubled youth. And these things happen. We are at that age, but it's still sad news nevertheless. And I just wanted to quickly say, Steph, we're both thinking about you, and we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, in the next coming days. But
Yeah, it's you know, it's unfortunate, it's tragic, and I, you know, I don't ever want to go through it, but you know, eventually we all will. But it's you feel for Steph right now.
Yep. So anyway, well, we're here for you, buddy. And hey, if anybody's traveling, you mean, hey, maybe we'll give you a few chuckles on the way, you know. So, but other than that, yeah, like I said, I don't want to bring the show down, but either way, it was just literally the news just crossed my path minutes ago. So that's that. But as we move on, I'm just gonna have a quick moment of silence, and then we'll try to carry on with the fun here. All right, well, thank you very much for letting me get that off my chest. I appreciate it. I know a lot of times this show means a lot to some people, you know what I mean, when they're feeling down, and we don't get into politics, we don't get in a lot of hoopla, they just listen to our show for a grin. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice that all your ears are out there for us. And at the, you know, these, you know, life is life, right? So
yeah, exactly. I mean, you know there's always things happening. I mean, you know, yesterday Scaramucci was the White House press director. Today he's not.
Yes.
So, things change pretty fast.
Things change, yes. So, but anyway, we're going to try to get on with the funny tonight, and we'll get this out. So hopefully when, wherever's traveling around, especially we got a long weekend coming up. Well, it's tentative long weekend. It's a civic holiday for us here in Canada.
Right.
And the Monday is off. Like, it's like what they call a bank holiday. So government, post office, it's all shut down, general businesses. But I'm not sure if I'm working on a contract right now, and I'm not sure if we're shut down on the weekend.
Usually you are.
We should be. Yeah. Oh, I plan on being very shut down. And if anybody from work is listening to this, I'm sorry. Yeah,
working construction with my dad for years, long a weekend was a long weekend, especially, you know, even the civic one. It was like, you're not working. Everybody's doing stuff.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's, you know,
up here in Canada, we have like our major, we got mandatory ones now. Like, of course, you got, throughout the year, we got New Year's, we got Family Day now in February to break up, you mean, the monotony of the winter. And of course, we've got Easter Sunday. We have Victoria Day in May, and then we have Canada Day in July, and then late we have the Civic one in August, but that's not a stat holiday. So
yeah, see, in the company I work for, well, obviously before Family Day came into play about, what, 5 years ago or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had two floater days. We had 2 days we could take off during the year, not counting sick days or vacation days. For whatever reason you needed,
is that a toilet holiday or is it just?
That's a floaty day.
A floaty, okay, yes.
Yeah, that is a floater day, and I don't blame the company at all. This is actually, it's a smart on their part. What happens when the government came in and said, "Hey, we're making a new national holiday, and you got to give everybody the day off"? The company went, "Okay, well, we have two floater days. If you work that holiday, you get to keep your floater day, right? Or yeah. if you decide to take the day off, you lose your first floater day." Now again, I don't blame the company. They got thousands of employees.
Yeah.
And they got to pay, because the government decided to throw another one at them. But it just kind of sucks. So you're like, damn, I lose that damn floater day now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is too. I know with us because I do a lot of. Sometimes I'll hop into doing some union work, and because of the union, and I'll keep my dues up in the union I'm in. So whenever a union job like I'm on now crosses my path, and I hop on it for a while. When that came in, it wasn't guaranteed. All right, perfect. We're going to get this day off. It's like, no, it's not negotiated into the contract. We have to wait, because the contract's not due up for a couple of years. So it's like, no, there's no family day in this contract. It's like, yeah, but the government said so. It's like, no, sorry.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, well, whatever. It's a day off. It's a day off. It's just a scheduled, instead of being a floater day, it's a, you have a scheduled day.
Yes. Well, the thing is too, on this, because it's not mandatory they give you the day off. I know like everybody at work, it's like, wait, what? We got to come in Monday? Oh, fuck you. Like it's going to be, the morale will be devastated. Like I know it's just a day and most guys just want to work anyway. Like it's no big, but oh yeah, that's a huge finger in the face. Other than that, new microphone tonight, I see.
Yes, yeah, I got a gooseneck microphone, which allows it to reach over, up and over, up and over.
Reach around microphone, yes.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it like that, but that's what it is.
Yes.
And it makes it a lot easier for whenever I'm doing content and stuff. I don't have to futz with the damn thing on the desk now. It just reaches over and smacks me in the face.
Yes, yeah. So if there's any audio difference, we're still muddling through that there. So anyway, I'll try to.
It should be better. It's supposed to be better. So this way, because it's more consistent. Because it doesn't. I don't pull away from the desk.
Yes.
With the other one sitting on the desk. So, I had my brother come over this week and finally put in the air conditioner.
Yay!
And I appreciate all his hard work. And the only problem is that the guy who lent him the, oxygen acetylene tank, what they call they braze the lines, which are like they weld the lines.
Right.
So that there's no leaking. Yeah, gave him an empty tank.
Oh, you.
So it's installed. It's all set up, but we can't use it because it would just leak. It would leak all the gas out. So now I got to wait another few days. He's going to come back. It just kind of sucks because it's starting to get hot again.
Well, so before the first snowfall anyway, you'll have air conditioning.
Yeah, I'll have my AC installed by that first, at least the first snowfall, maybe by the second.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I expect August and September to be brutal.
Yeah, it was a warm weekend, but you won't see me complaining because I know come winter, I don't want any, I know it's weird for a Canadian to say, but it's like, holy shit, I don't want any part of that. Like,
yeah, I know, I'm the same way, I'm with you, but you know what, I got no AC in the car, no AC in the house, and no way to circulate the air properly because the way I built my apartment.
Right.
So when it gets hot, like you can't turn the stove on. I can't eat. I can't cook properly. I can't cook chicken. I'm forced to probably go buy a Foreman, a George Foreman grill if I don't get this resolved soon.
You can't cook chicken.
Eggs. Can't even boil eggs. If you boil anything in here, the humidity just becomes stifling. Yeah. So I'm like telling my brother, like, you know what, I'm trying to take care of myself, I'm trying to eat better, I'm working out, and I just can't come home and go, well, I better call, delivery, because I can't cook anything. It's like, it gets too expensive, and it's not good for you.
No, exactly. And is that the brother that thinks I'm a nerd?
No, that would be my older brother. This is my youngest brother.
Oh, right. Yes. So, I know you. I know your brother.
Yeah. You know, I know you do for the audience. Yeah. I've got an older brother who thinks you're a nerd.
Yes.
He knows you're a nerd.
Oh, he knows I'm a nerd. He's the one. Yes, yes. Well, you know what? I got three words for him. Dabanak. Sorry, that's an old joke.
No, but you know he likes you.
Yes,
you know what
of
I mean?
Course.
It's not like he's it's anything antagonistic or anything like that. No, he likes you. So,
yes. You know, and that tabanak is an old joke we had.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. The French Canadian swears.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But anyways, that should be resolved soon, and cuz I'm a big bastard. I need a little bit of cold air in my life. Just a little bit. Not a lot. I don't ask for much.
No, just a breeze.
I'll tell you, when I walk into a Walmart, I freaking freeze to death.
Yeah.
I'm so used to dying under the heat. As soon as I walk into Walmart, I'm like, oh, what the hell's happening here?
Yeah, because I think we had that problem last year. Remember when we first started this show, you were actually coming to my house.
Yes.
And then before we figured out the Skype business, and it was like, oh my, thank God for Skype, because this, you know, it was getting, once we were getting a little warm there, I know it was getting a little hot to be traveling down the 401.
Yeah, and nothing Rob appreciated more than a hot, sweaty, fat guy in his house, so, you know, in a small room.
Yes, exactly. Unsolicited.
Yeah. Oh, you paid me.
Oh, yeah. I paid for it, believe me. Anyway, so other than that, I can't really think of if I'm missing anything. I apologize.
Okay, and no shout-outs, nothing that...
Not that I know of, not off the top of my head. Just one of those, I mean, again, it's just weird day, so where if I'm missing anything, I do apologize.
Yeah, and to our listening audience, if you guys, like I said, if you have anything going on, do you have anything that artistic-wise, anything that you guys want to promote or a shout-out or whatever, just, you know, send us a tweet.
Yep.
Over at Roman Podcast, and send us an email at romanpodcast@gmail.com, and just say like, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do, and I would mind a shout out.
We got some listeners literally all over the world, and it's like, really? Yeah, if you're not from Canada, yeah, give us a quick email or a shout out or even or a tweet or anything. Yeah, because it's really, we like to see, you mean, or actually, you mean.
Converse. Yeah, promote a lot of people's. We love promoting people's stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah,
so we're more than happy to do it. So I know some people are like, they kind of figure like, oh well, they'd never do it. It's my, you know, like, who am I? No.
Who are we? Is the question.
Yes, who are? Yes, we don't have those kind of big heads, man. Except for Rob, his is massive, but I think it's genetic. Anyways, no, I'm kidding. Feel free to email us and or tweet us and. Or even Instagram us or Snappy Chat us or whatever. I don't think we have Snapchat. I have Snapchat.
You have Snapchat. Citizens. I'm not snapping the chat, and I don't grind. Well,
whatever. Like I said, send us a message. We'll send out your stuff. Many to help promote your stuff, and we're more than happy to do it.
Yeah. Not what you can do for Roman Podcast, but for Roman Podcast can do for you.
That's a great.
I know.
You should write that down. Somebody.
Chowda. Chowder. Or sorry, why am I doing the French guy?
It's a chowder.
Chowder.
Say it right. It's chowder. All right, man. So you want to get into the stories?
Yeah, let's hop into it.
Okay, man. I never asked you, do you have a fear of clowns?
No.
Well, hey, look, I played football with a guy on my line. I won't say what position he played because I'd be calling him out, but... Dude had a serious fear of clowns. I don't remember the name of the phobia, but it's a real thing. Some people absolutely are terrified of clowns,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this creepy clown motel can be yours.
God.
Oh, yes. This concept, as they refer to it as Pennywise in a Pound Foolish. Now, Pennywise, of course, being the joke, of course, that's the clown's name in the It movie.
Yeah, and it's currently being rebooted.
He's currently rebooted. So a motel in the middle of nowhere dedicated to clowns and all its creepy glory is now up for sale. The aptly named Clown Motel is located in Tonopah, Nevada, population about 2,500 people, and has a reputation as the scariest motel in America. Maybe because many of the rooms features clowns dangling over the bed. Just as a person's perfect vision of you when you wake up in the middle of the night in a strange motel room. And they thought that this was great. And the reason he did this is this dude here loves clowns. He didn't do it to scare people. He has clowns everywhere. Like, I mean, like, if you have a wall, there's a wall.
Yeah.
There's got to be, like, 100 clowns just on one wall. And I mean, like, dolls, masks, you name it. And it's everywhere. It's pervasive all over this hotel. So, and it's a cheap motel night. It's less than $50 a night. And, you know, $50 and scare yourself to death. And some people have checked in because they said that that this place is possibly haunted.
Yeah. But
they said if that's not haunted enough for you, the cemetery next door with the 300 people that are buried in it, that are former like coal miners and stuff like that, that one is actually said to be haunted. So one of the guys who – one of the writers actually stayed there a week and wrote a book about his experience. It was pretty intense. So, yeah, there's clowns on the towels. There's clowns on the bed sheets. There's clowns, you know, the pillowcases. You name it. It's clowns everywhere. Ugh. And the guy wants to retire, so he wants to sell the thing.
Oh,
so anybody who's willing to come up with about 900 grand, he says, I want to go fishing. But the caveat is that you have to keep the clowns. He will be coming back to check on his hotel to see the clowns.
This isn't the Playboy Mansion. Remember when Hugh Hefner was selling the Playboy Mansion saying, I'll sell it for umpteen million dollars, but you can't change it until I die. It's like, what? No.
First of all, I'm going to steam clean the grotto to start.
Yeah, well, steam clean it.
I'm going to lava the damn thing.
Get an exorcist. Woo! I'm clowns don't bother me. It's not my... I'm sure if I stayed in a room with a clown staring at me in the face, I would...
Right? Like, I'm not afraid of clowns, but I think I would fucking lose my mind in this place.
Yeah, it wouldn't be awesome. No, and I get it. Hey, people got, you know, I got a lot of weird shit all over my office. You know, like I got Star Wars crap and I got...
Nobody's going to wake up in the middle of the night screaming because they have Princess Leia slave costume cardboard cutout in front of them, right?
Yeah.
But you wake up and you got Pennywise with some... you wake up, Pennywise is in front of you. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to buy a hotel, motel, Rob, I know of a great one.
Yeah, no, I don't want that one. No, I don't want a hotel, especially in Nevada. But I'm not running like the Canadian Bunny Ranch or whatever the fuck they got down there.
It's called Beaver
Ranch.
The Beaver Ranch, yeah.
What do you want tonight, beaver or moose?
Welcome to, how's it going, bud? Welcome to the Beaver Pelt.
Yeah. The Pelt Fest.
Welcome to the Beaver Pelt. Darts are two for a buck, eh?
We got the Keurig there. We got Timmy's on the Keurig. Because no Timmy's around here, motherfuckers.
Strange. Weird.
Yeah.
Strange. Weird. No Timmy's around here. Yes. Fucking local yokels, eh?
Who doesn't want a nice steaming hot cup of double coffee in the middle of the desert, eh?
You know, two girls, one cup. Well, that cup is a Timmy's cup. I just want you to know.
Yeah, it was roll up the win-to-win. Well, I tell you, yeah. Anyway, okay. Do I want a clown motel hotel? No, I don't. Not at all. It's stupid. Like, hey, and like I said, I'm not judging. It's his money. He fucking did it. You know what I mean? Like, so whatever. But yeah.
Yeah. No. This reminds me of there was an ad that was going around about a nice little house that was for sale actually in Brantford, Ontario. I think it was about a month ago, a month and a half ago.
Right.
And it was covered in dolls. And this was a serious ad, like, oh, I'm selling my house. And then she took pictures of her whole house and put it online in one of the real estate ads. And everybody who saw it was like, oh, my God, this is the creepiest fucking house. Yeah. Like, it went viral. Like that. Well, her ad was so scary, it went viral because of all these creepy, you know, white-faced, you know, porcelain-faced dolls everywhere. Yeah.
Well, there's people that actually I know in the Toronto area and even up north that devalue their home by, like, you ever see these inlay tiles they make of, you know, the Toronto Maple Leafs? They'll get a square tile and they'll get a blue tile but has a white maple leaf in the middle. And then the next one's going to be a white tile with a blue maple leaf in the middle. And they literally glue them like you would any other tile in your home, even like they make the lease room and they make this like it's literally
like on the walls and on the floor.
Yeah,
like
they're fandom literally. It's not like me, like my office has some cool shit like to me, but if I move, I just take these pictures down and guess what, I'm a taper. I can fix my walls, like all the nail holes, like so.
Ooh, and here's the biggest selling value. Ooh, the Leafs room. I'm gonna knock 10 grand off because I have to tear this room apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you do that?
And I'm gonna charge an extra $20 for dry cleaning and just puked on myself. What the fuck? Yeah, so I've seen some
My uncle had a house like that. Not the tiles, but everything, every lamp, every coaster, his pool table, his the skirt on the pool table, the lamp above the pool table, everything said Maple Leaf.
Shot glass. But then again, you walk around anywhere here, and you can buy, you could dress up your house in Toronto Maple Leaf, especially where we live. Like, no problem.
Well, I mean, I think it was Lowe's or Home Depot. One of the big box stores actually came out with the color correct patterns of all the hockey teams.
Yep.
So you just went up and you said, oh, I want Montreal Canadiens or I want New Jersey Devils or whatever you want. And they gave you the specific paint cans and specific codes and the exact color of your hockey team.
Yep.
And you could paint the room whatever, you know, in the same pattern.
Yeah, your man cave. Yeah. Man cave meaning your room, not your buddies.
The only room your wife lets you have is when you call it a man cave, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, I get it. And then we're this type of people, exactly. So we're Canadians. We can actually go to our hardware store and say, yes, I would like a Toronto Maple Leaf blue, please. And they know what you're talking about. We got it.
Oh, yeah, bud. No problem.
Sure, bud. Yeah, it's right there. Pre-mix.
Fuck there, bud. That's going to be a lot of work there, eh?
Better get a twofer, eh? Anyway, okay. Creepy hotel. No, not for me. You got something else? Huh? No.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you know what? So since we're talking about like things for sale, how about this one? House for sale for £1.
British pound, yeah.
Yes, but dare you step inside. Fancy snapping up a house with 3 bedrooms and a bathroom for just £1. Well, a property in Sunderland described as an ideal investment is due to go under the hammer for bids for just £1. But there's a catch. The N-Terrace bargaining guide price is due to hazards of a serious nature being found in the building. It's not clear what the hazards are, but anybody wishing to view the house has to sign a disclaimer as to what they saw. And then you can't tell them what it is, which is odd because like we have full disclosure laws in Canada and the U.S.
Yes.
You have to say like what's wrong with the property. This one, they'll tell you what's wrong with the property, but you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Because it could damage the reputation. Somebody may not want to buy it. So, yeah, you get to pay a buck for this one. But the nature was a – I don't know if I can find the actual quote here. But anyways, it was a serious nature, and it was like a something like almost biological or something. It was some ridiculous statement.
Ebola.
We're gonna show you the dead body, all right? And then 3 of you and your friends are gonna walk down the railroad tracks, and you're gonna tell people about the dead body you found, but you can't talk about it.
Well, that's just, you know what? I hate to tell you this, but even North America, like it was the last populated place on the planet. It's been occupied for 14,000 years, 20,000 years. Like odds are, somebody died where your house is.
Fine. People die in properties all the time. I don't think that's what this is. I think it's something even worse.
You think it's something like it's not haunting. It's at
it's a hellmouth.
Ah, portal to hell.
I love you. You practically jumped out of your chair. You're like you know.
Yeah, and I'm an atheist.
There could be a body. Rob's like, whatever. People die. I think it's a hellmouth. Oh no!
No, not the hellmouth.
That's where the clowns come from.
If it's one of these Ghostbusters portholes, the hell, like, again, I'm a practicing atheist. I know, like, it just, I'm not a believer myself. I know people are like, oh, you don't believe. Yeah, no, I know. I'm sorry. I'm not judging anybody that does. It just,
you don't have to believe in religion or God to believe in a hellmouth, because there's a possibility that there's a lava-like hole. Right, where there's some sort of subterranean lava creatures that make their way out and try to kill you. So you don't have to be.
Course,
this is a religious base.
That's no. That happens all the time. I'm surprised. Like, I fucking buy the house just because I had that. And they're like, you should see my man cave.
The other day I was on a hike and I was like, oh, careful, watch the hellmouth.
The portal.
Watch the portal of hell. Oh, yeah. I thought that was a puddle, but oh, thank you.
Thanks. You know, damned if you do, damned if you don't, right?
Damn, hellmouths popping up everywhere, taking our jobs.
What's your job, hellmouthing?
Well, I knew a couple girls back in high school.
Moving on.
Yes.
All right.
So, so you got a couple of properties for you, man. Like, look, if I'm not the best real estate agent out there for you, Rob, I don't know who is.
Right, course, yeah.
Got a clown motel and a Hellmouth house. So, like, don't say it don't bring you nothing interesting.
It's interesting. I didn't say it wasn't interesting. I'm just saying it not for me. Like,
yeah, just I'm just not interested.
Yes, exactly. All right, you got something else?
Yeah, man, I got a couple more. Let's see here. So, you know that having boa constrictors are a bad idea sometimes.
Yes.
Firefighters rescue Ohio woman tangled by boa constrictor. An Ohio woman called 911 Thursday afternoon, and the reason was a 5.5-foot-long boa constrictor that she had rescued days earlier had wrapped itself around her neck and was biting her face and wouldn't let go. She called 911 and said, "Please hurry, he's biting my face." So when the cops showed up there, exactly as she described, this boa was wrapped around her. And this is only 5.5 feet boa, man. It's not even like a massive one.
Yeah.
Was wrapped around her, squeezing her and biting her face and trying to swallow her. And they said that they got her there pretty much just at the last minute because it was dislocating its jaw and it was trying to swallow her head.
Right.
Yeah, so this is what happens when you try to save animals, people. They eat you, okay?
Well, and again, isn't this kind of one of those things where, you know, you can't obviously just can't walk to your local pet place and buy a boa constrictor. And, like, these people get these animals, and what the problem is, they stop taking care of them, and then they let them go in the wild.
Yeah, this lady said that she had rescued the two of them.
Right.
Right? And she also told the firefighters, like, okay, well, first, in order to save her, there's no unwrapping this thing at this point, right?
No, it's killing.
They had to cut its head off.
Yeah.
Right? And they cut its head off and they were able to remove it and then save the woman. She had, like I said, she had saved two of them. The woman told the dispatcher that she had rescued two boa constrictors on Wednesdays, and she also owned nine ball pythons.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so she owns 9 pythons and 2 boas, and she's like, we're going to save the animals.
Well, okay, so you can imagine. I appreciate people that you want to help, and you know I rescued my dog. My dog was rescued from Kentucky. She was in a puppy mill, and we took her in just because they bred her like crazy. I get that. I get that. But the sentiment.
Oh yeah, I understand.
But can you imagine being loving these snakes so much that you rescue them, and then it being wrapped in one's trying to kill you, and then but you still obviously you're a big snake lover, and then they literally have to saw the head off the snake while it's wrapped around you, like. Fuck.
If that doesn't, if you don't rethink your priorities, well, maybe I should stop dealing with snakes. Well, maybe I'm not that good.
It's just like, imagine, if you're like, hey, I love kittens so much, and they fill your house with kittens, and it's like, sir, in order to get you out of your house, we got to kill these kittens. Oh my God, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like,
kittens are evil. I can understand that.
Yeah, well, I'm allergic. I'm not going to have a kitten. So, but either way, but you see, understand my point. Like, yes, people think, oh, it's a snake. Just kill the snake. Like, she obviously had an affinity for these and an affection for these snakes, clearly. So I'm just trying to put it in. refocusing it through the general populace.
Like, don't hurt it. Lady, you're dying. All right?
Yes.
So I think, oh, what a beautiful snake, pet. Pet, rap down 911. Yes. Everybody, there's just so many smart people in the world.
Yeah, well, right. Hey, there's nothing wrong with having snakes. Just be fucking ready when they eat you. Like, I saw a video of a boa constrictor literally unhinging its jaw and swallowing a deer. Did you see this on it was rolling on Facebook.
It.
Yeah.
I've seen it before.
Like last week or something. It was just like, it looked like, oh man, it was just, what the fuck?
Yeah, it looked like meat at a buffet. Pretty horrible, man. That's
a dude buffet.
Yeah, look. Womp, yeah.
Womp, womp. Oh, Roman, please.
You know, yes, because when I go to an actual buffet and I unhinge my jaw and just start, just swallowing the whole hot table.
Yes.
Yeah, sir, you're supposed to take the food out of the trays. Well, fuck, no wonder I've been shitting aluminum. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Sounds like pots and pans every time I think of crap.
Thanks.
Way to go, lead ass. This is why I don't work out. It's all the lead from the buffets.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I don't feel well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so, again, if the boa owner can get together with the clown motel owner, it would solve a lot of issues.
Yeah, well, I don't know where you're going with that, but yeah.
Well, I would, if he doesn't attack the owner, at least he'll eat all the clowns.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully, yeah, it's alive.
And just put barbecue sauce on all the clowns and you're fine.
Yeah, No.
Then I won't leave the motel.
That's yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm going to say. Snakes don't like barbecue sauce. You do. I know. I've seen you fucking take down a...
Dude, my favorite clown. Lick. I need to get into a sport room for clown licking. Are you sure the problem is clown licking? And it's clown licking.
It's clown licking, yeah.
It's not a barbecue sausage. It's clown licking.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay, man. So you know what? Because of the political climate, I'm going to skip the other story.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Other day. Yeah, we're going to get to this one.
Okay.
Do you know what a Lion Bar is in the UK? I think it's kind of like a an O. Henry.
All right. I'll have to run it past our UK correspondent, Mr. Rob Wade. But yes. But yeah, okay. An O.
Or
Henry
a caramel
is,
bar or something like that.
O. Henry is chocolate and peanuts covering
chocolate, caramel,
peanut
butter. There's
a big chunk of fudge, right? Remember the commercial?
A big chunk of fudge in the middle, covered in caramel, peanuts, and then chocolate. So that's
very phallic.
Caramel is essentially just chocolate and hidden caramel. And so one of the two was like a Lion Bar in the UK.
Right.
So a truck carrying bars burst into flame.
Oh, no.
Traffic on a major highway in England has been disrupted for hours after a truck laden with chocolate bars burst into flames. Drivers faced long delays after parts of the highway in Kent, southern England, were closed Thursday as fire crews put out the blaze and road workers tried to clear the debris.
Oh, no.
A Highway England spokesman said that the fire occurred in early Thursday, saying, some of the chocolate had melted onto the road. It's like a flood of chocolate.
Oh, no.
There were lots of chocolate bars everywhere. No injuries were reported. Somebody burnt their mouth. I guarantee you somebody went like, oh, it's chocolate.
Chocolate.
No injuries were reported, and all lanes on the highway were reopened on Thursday afternoon. Kent Fire and Rescue Services said that the cause of the blaze was unknown. Probably vegans. It's always vegans, man. These are made with people.
Right, no, they're not animal fats. No.
Oh, right. That's what it is.
Yes.
The chocolate bars are reported to be Lion candy bars made by Nestle. Yeah, so can you imagine if we're here and there's like a truck that explodes full of like caramel or like I think caramel would be even more messy.
Yeah, it would be, because it'd be gooey. Like chocolate just would get runny. Just imagine the ants. Like, fuck. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but the poor guys who got to clean that up. Like, one, you have a truck fire, but as soon as you go to tow the thing, it's just oozing chocolate and caramel everywhere.
Right.
Right? So now you're sitting there with shovels and snow floats and whatever else trying to clean up the scrapers, trying to clean up this goddamn mess.
Yeah.
That's got to be worse than tar.
Yeah, exactly. How would you clean up, like, flaming
sand?
Chocolate? Yeah, I guess so. You'd sand it down. Hey, I got a baby in the house, and I've seen some weird shit this last 7 months, but like I wouldn't know how to clean up a street flooded with chocolate. Like,
oh, see, now you're in my skill set.
Yeah.
what you want to do is you want to skim it, right? Because that's still the good stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to waste.
You don't want to waste it, right? And then you want to freeze it, all right?
You get
some liquid nitrogen. You can freeze it. You can break it into chunks.
Yep.
Right, and then that way you can keep it, but you got to skim it first so that you don't pick up the sand with the liquid nitrogen.
Right.
So this is an art, and then you know if you're really worried, then you can heat it, filter it,
pasteurize it again.
Or you can just throw it away. I mean, I'm just.
Or you can, just fucking say screw it. And, on that note, favorite chocolate bar? Do you have one? Do you have a?
Oh,
like
you're asking me to pick between one of my favorite children. I don't understand what you're asking here, Rob.
No, but okay, we're like, let's grab a chocolate bar. We're walking into our local SO Tiger Mart.
Or to some of our American friends, candy bar.
A candy bar, yeah.
Yeah, a candy bar.
Candy bar.
If I had to choose,
is it a feeling thing? Like some days I'll be like, oh, I'll grab a Coffee Crisp. I'll grab a Kit Kat. Oh, you know what? After talking right now, I think an O. Henry sounds pretty good. Like.
Yeah, like if I had to choose, like you have like O. Henry, Mr. Big, and there's a couple other ones that are pretty good.
Yeah.
Those are nice once in a while. Typically, what I buy now is 70% chocolate with fruit nuts in it.
All right.
You know, that's a little bit better for me, and I can just have a small piece because it's 70% chocolate, and you're not eating more than one or two pieces.
I don't eat chocolate bars. Well, okay, you know me and the way I eat during the week is one way, and then on the weekend it was a completely different story. Like I think I was at Dairy Queen and I had a blizzard this weekend. I had desserts with every meal. I went to the movies. I popcorn.
You're a monster.
I am. Because
what we haven't mentioned since we've initially talked about it is that I've actually gone to eating better, right?
Yes. Yeah, you have.
Yeah. And I actually have cut out almost all my sugar.
Yep.
All of my dairy, cheese. It's been a little difficult, obviously, not being able to eat properly without my oven. I've been cutting all that stuff out. So I do, once in a while, I will indulge in the chocolate once in a while, but one piece a day or something. But yeah, it might, the old me, let me tell you, this dude is a Jedi Master of chocolate.
That's the thing, though. That's on the weekend. During the week when I'm doing my regular gig, and also, too, it's like, we're at the age where it's like, I don't want to throw off my diet in any way because...
I've seen your diet, and it's strict, man. As tough as I am on myself and to properly eat properly, you're in like an Uber level, man. That's
But I'm not vegan or any of that stuff. I eat. I have a certain amount of calories I take in during the day, like during the week. But then, like I said, on the weekend, I do basically what I want. And believe me, I do this at work. I have my lunch pail and I pack stuff. You mean. Chicken breast with rice and an apple for something sweet and water.
And you put it in a tin set, one of those
slow cookers,
Tibetan stackable things, don't you?
Kinda. What I have a little tiny one of these little slow cookers you plug in. I plug it in after break, and then by lunchtime I got a nice warm chicken and rice. Anyway, like nobody wants to hear about this, but the point of the story is. If I had a bag of Oreos in my lunchbox, I would eat the bag of Oreos. If I didn't bring my lunch, I would run across the street to the pizza and grab three slices of pizza. Like, it's like I don't have a lot of control when it comes to food. So that's why if I fill my lunch pail, I'm going to fill it with good stuff because I know I'm eating it. I'm going to be hungry at noon.
You don't have control. Well, sir, let me tell you. For myself, yeah. When I go into work, I have to bring my lunch.
Yep.
Otherwise, I'm downstairs and they have the artisan pizzas and the hamburgers and all that stuff. Yeah. It's just like you can't have something that salty without something sweet. So then it's difficult not to drink something with sugar in it. You know. Yep. So if you bring like chicken, rice, even if it's flavored or whatever, you can drink your water with it. You have no problem. But if you start getting on the extreme of the fats and salts and all that stuff, then you start going like, oh, I need something sweet. Even if you go with a diet version of something, it's still. I know you drink your Coke Zero and all that.
Yeah.
For myself, I'm trying to stay off that stuff. I've done really well. Just recently, I kind of got started drinking the diet stuff, but I want to stay off it.
That's a choice. And basically, like I said, we're not getting on the more you know after school special nutrition thing.
This is just two fat guys. Well, one fat guy and one.
I get asked a lot. I'm like, especially at our age, and it's like light daily exercise. Responsible diet. That's the way the fucking human body works. There's no way around it. Like, I hear so many, oh, I'm going to try this and this and this and all these other gimmicky. Nope. Calories in, calories out, sugar.
Yeah. And I have a very specific plan that's going to work for me. I'm not going to talk about it because a lot of times when you people talk about stuff, people go, that's a great plan. You feel validation just on your ideas and you don't execute them. So
my
specific plan, I think I've spoken to you about it, of course, because you're a guy who's, I can kind of bounce ideas off you. But very few people know exactly what I'm doing. It's very healthy and it's going to take a while because I'm doing it the right way. I'm not going to tell anybody.
No, exactly. No.
And then people are going to go, oh, are you losing weight? No. Look behind me.
Jesus Christ. What's that joke? You dropped 30 pounds? Yeah, from your belly to your ass.
Yeah, it's just like, no, I dropped 50 pounds. Oh, really? Look behind you, you'll find it. I lost 50 pounds. Look behind you'll find it.
No. But basically, moral of the story, especially if our listeners are all around our age, it's hard to turn around when you get older. And trust us, like, it's one of those things.
They say like, oh, the first 10 pounds comes right off. Not when you cross 40. It literally does not come off. And then it likes to pack itself back on. You're like, what happened?
Oh yeah, I pop around, my weight jumps from literally, 3 to 4 pounds like during the week. On the weekend, I gain it right back. During the week, away it goes. Like it's all diet stuff. It's all in me. It's probably just retention from the weekend. But
exactly. Like one day where you decide to eat one thing won't cause the damage. But the problem is that. You start adding one thing one day and then each day or every second day. And then you don't realize that it's something you should be cutting out. So, Yeah, like I said, that's long term, and as progress, as things come along, if I hit big milestones like 50 or 100 pounds, then I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not going to mention every 2 pounds because
no,
it's just, you know, I don't need. I've gone my whole life trying to get the whole slap on the back validation. You're like, I'm doing great. I lost 6 pounds. Gained 8 over the weekend, but yeah. I lost 6.
That's so, me. Yeah. I'm on what they call a diet. Like, I eat responsible during the week so I can eat whatever the fuck I want on the weekend.
It's just mojitos and Oreos.
That's right.
My Mojorios is what I call them. Wait a minute.
Awesome. You know what, though? We should cut it short there. And well, not short. This is our
we're way episode. Too late on that, man.
Yeah, we're late for the short, for us, anyway. So thanks for listening. Real quick, housekeeping. We already mentioned our Twitter, the show's Twitter and the show's email. Where can they find you on the Twitter?
On the Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you can find me at Roman Citizens, which a lot of you have found me. I'm getting a lot of responses, so thank you. But how about yourself?
I am at Robert MMcast, and you can check out all the stuff I do there. Of course, I do all that stuff with talkstarwars.co.uk. You can check out all that good stuff on their website. And don't forget my good buddy Chris at the Retro Rocket on Twitter. He's he owns a comic book store. I get my comic book pulls. He tells people about the show, and we really appreciate it. So check him out online. Don't forget, Review Reach Around. If you want to give Roman or Rob a Review Reach Around, go on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to this show, and give us a star rating and review. And that's what we call it. You know, some people just call it, hey, you want to do us a favor and give us a review? No. You don't want to give us a Reach Around? There you go. That's how you do it.
And since I've already used the 5-star clown Reach Around.
Clown. Right? Oh, yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
This time it's, give us a 5-star boa constrictor reach around.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Unhinge that jaw.
And give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah. So, all right. So on that pleasant note, until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
We'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth.
Holes.
Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
And this is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud. That was the other third of the Grolix podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guys that created Doctor Who. Canadian.
He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. Oh. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.